the Sabbath of Tezayin now, Omar Rav Lo Yishonu El Linyan Tuma. He also know that the Mishnah says it's Mistarfen, all Nevelis, which is Mashmi, even a Nevela of a Behema Tahira. Let's say a cow dies. A Nuadin of a Nevela Behema Tameya. Let's say if a camel dies. That the Mishnah is Mashmi, Chatzigazaz Mistarfen. So Rav says not Linyan Achila, but it's talking about rather Linyan Tuma. Linyan Tuma, Rashi says, that what do we say in the Mishnah? The Nevela Sam Mistarfen Zuam Zu, the Mashma. Afilu nevela behema tameya. Let's say a dead camel. In nevelas behema tameya with a dead cow. When is it mitzarfen? Achatzi v'chatzi zayis. El linyan tuma. On in the gate tilchas tuma. We know a nevela is called a nava tuma. If you touch a nevela, if an adam touches a nevela, it becomes a rishon, it becomes tamei. How much of the nevela do you have to touch? Even a kazayis of it. So with this halacha is mitzarfen that magaya behem, that if you have a chatzi gazayis of a nevela, of a cow, and the chatzi kezayis of an avela of a camel, and that together, so it's a kezayis together, if you touch it, you become tamei. So only if it was tumor, does the mishnah mean to say it's mitzarfen. And Rashi says, because the pasuk says, hanagev b'nevelosa yitzma. So therefore, no matter which nevela you touch, if together it's a kezayis, you become tamei. But Rav holds, avolinyin achila, toherim b'fnei atzman, u'tmei b'fnei atzman. He holds, if you want to eat, the issue of eating from the nevela, then only all behemoth terrorists are mitzarfen from zum zu. If you have a dead cow and a dead lamb, and you have a chatzi gezayis of one, a chatzi of the other one, then it's mitzarfen, because there both of them have the issue of nevela, and therefore the issue of nevela is mitzarfen. And who are din tameyim b'fnei yatzman? Let's say you have a camel, let's say you have a pig, they have a chatzi gezayis of this one, a chatzi gezayis of that one, they're also mitzarfen. And we'll soon see the svarius, cause Rav holds ein issa chalal issa. Therefore, since the pig and the camel had an issa as a behemoth to mei on it when it was alive, so now when it dies, he holds there's no issa nevela chal, ein issa chalal issa. Therefore, when it dies, it only has the issa of a behemoth to mei, not the issa of a nevela. So therefore, he can't be mistar of a chatzi gezayis of a dead cow with the chatzi gezayis of a dead camel, because on the cow there's an issa nevela. But on the camel is an issa machmas the goma of the behemoth tameya, not of the issa nevela. Therefore, the guy eating them, he holds his name mitzarfen tameya and teira. So therefore, when the Mishnah says it's all mitzarfen, it's only vilchus tuma. But vilchus achila and echnam, you have to divide them up. All behemoth teiras, when they're dead, the nevelas are mitzarfen, and all behemoth tameyas, they're also nevelas are mitzarfen. But not a behemoth teira with a behemoth tameya. Now, this is a rav shita. Now the Gemara says, the Levi Yoma Levi says no. That afilu liachilu namim mitzarfen. The Mishnah means completely. The Mishnah says, kol anavilos mitzarfes, zuim zu means even for achila. That means if you eat a chatzi kezayis of a dead cow and a chatzi kezayis of a dead camel, so you be chayiv over this and avela the yom mitzarfen. And the swear is because Levi holds, issa chalal issa. Even though on this camel, when it was alive, there was an issa of behemoth tameir on it. Now when it dies, the second issa of nevela was also chal upon the behemoth tameya. Therefore, both the camel and the cow both have an issa nevela on them. Therefore, the Mishnah says it's mustarfin chatzi gezayis from both of them to mechayiv you for the achila. That's Levi's halacha. As a machlokes Rav and Levi, whether he held issa chal al issa, whether he had the issa nevela on a behemoth tameya or not. Now the Gemara says Rav Asi, Yom Rav Asi says tohurim liatzmon. Who tameyim liyatzman? Rav Asi says no, tohurim are separately, and tameyim are separately. The question is, what is Rav Asi saying? So, ikad yami, some say pligi ad Rav. The Rav Asi comes to argue on Rav, and Rav Asi holds that completely tohurim are separate, even filchus tuma. That means Rav says when the Mishnah says kol ham nevels and starfus, it means target behemah tameyim and tohurim. But not negayat achila, negayat tilchus tuma. Rav Asi is saying no, even tilchus tuma, then I'm mitzarfen. The Mishnah means kol nevelas, it only means the teurim are mitzarfen liyatzman, and the behemoth tameyas, those nevelas are mitzarfen liyatzman, even for tuma. That's one shot in Rav Asi. And ikadiyami, some say no, that like pligi, that no, Rav Asi does not argue on Rav. And Rav Asi is saying the same halacha like Rav. That negayat to tuma, he agrees for tuma them star from zu and zu. He's only saying for the din achila shemboi, only the behemoth to hairois. Those nevelas are star from zilazegos. They all have tumas they all have an Issa Neveler on it. Mashenkin Behemoth Tumeyos Anam Starfin, because they do not have an Issa Neveler, they only have an Issa Behemoth Tumeyah. So to Shiloh, what exactly Rav Asi means to say? Now the Gemara says, Mesa, we have a question. It says, Misas Porom, you have a dead cow, O V'chayi Gomel, an alive camel. Ezei Mistarfim Ze Im Ze. You take a Chatzik Zayas off a dead cow from a Nevela, and a Chatzik Zayas off a live camel, take an Aver Minachai, Bosa Minachai. You take these two Chatzik Zayas together, so it says clearly, Ein Mistarfim Ze Im Ze, they're not Mistarfim together. Rashi says it means she not a chatzi zayis mi poramesa. You take a chatzi zayis off a dead cow. The chot hosi karu of chatzi zayis half of a zayis mi gomachai from a live camel. The ochlam and you eat them together. Is any mitzvah from the chayiv loy mishum nevela the misas pora, because the pora has an ish nevela on it. You only had a chatzi zayis of it. And loy mishum eva menachai habon mi gomachai, because you only had a chatzi zayis of that. So these two things are not mitzvahin, because they're not the same nisa. One's a nisa nevela, and one's a nisa bosa menachai. So therefore, since you only had a chatzik zayis of each one of them, they're not mitzvahin. You're not chayiv malchus. But the diik is ha misa shnei mitzvahin. Mashmanov, the camel died, and now you had a chatzik zayis from the cow and a chatzik zayis from the nevela of the camel. You are chayiv. Ukasha Luavasi should be Kasha Navasi. Here are Kopan with Mashmas and Starfin. So who is the Kasha according to the second Pshat of Navasi? By Bishlam, according to Rav, you could say the Pshat from Starfin over here would be Vilchus Tumma. The Kopan of Vilchus Tumma, they would be Starfin. So when the camel is alive, the Bosar has no Din Tumma on it. Bosar Menachai only has an Issa, doesn't have any Din Tumma. But now when it's Mace, though, it's Starfin, because now they both have Tumma on them. So according to Rav, it wouldn't be a kasha. This brisa, the diik is that when they die, they'll be mitzvah from vilchus tumma. But if you learn the second pshat, if you learn the pshat that Rav Asi is arguing on Rav, and he holds even vilchus tumma, then now mitzvah, and since they're different dinim, one's a nevela behema Torah, one's a nevela of a camel, so here it's a kasha, here it's a mashma, then when they're mace, the yam mitzvah from the two. So Mer says, no, it could be the way Rav Asi would learn this brisa, the pshat like this. A mitzvah, this rather. When they both would be alive, if you have a live cow and a live camel, and you take out, cut off the chatzik zayis from the cow and the chatzik zayis from the camel, then they both have the same issa. They both have the issa of aver of vasim and achai, and then they'll be mitzdarfin. But enechnami could be lacha nisa of ilchus tuma. The nam mitzdarfin has two different dinim: a beima tahora and a beima tameya. And if so, who does this brayta go like? I'll tell you, Mani Rabbi Yudi goes according to Rabbi Yuda. The yom that he holds, Eva Menachai Noyig B'Temeya, that the din Eva Menachai applies even by Behema Temeya also. So Behema Temeya, camel, if you cut off a piece of bosa from it, there's an Issa Bosa Menachai. So therefore, he could be mitzvahed these two things together. That's the Braisim. That's the big of the Braisim. Now that one's alive and one's dead, it's not mitzvahed. But Mashmah, if they both be together, if they both be alive, and you take off the Chatzik Zayis from this one, the Chatzik Zayis from that one, then it would be mitzvahed. So therefore, still not a kasha and Rav Asi. But what do you want to say? Avo misashne, but when both of them die, you have a dead cow and a dead camel, then they're not mitzvahed at all. My, what do you want to tell me? Learn mitzvahed, they're not mitzvahed at all. According to Rav Asi, if so, him came. My iri deroyet v'toni. Misas pora v'chayi gomel. Why does the Brayse have to say the case with the not mitzvahed? We took a chatzik zayis off the dead cow, and a chatzik zayis off the live camel. Why do you have to say that's the case in Amitzarfin? They should have said a bigger chiddush. The Brasha should have said, "Ho afilu misas shneyum lo mitzarfin." According to Rabbi Asi, you're telling me even after they both die from the nevelish, but they're not mitzarfin at all, not for the chila, not for the tumor. So should have said a bigger chiddush. Not only because one's alive and one's dead, but even if they both be dead, it should be the same malacham that they won't be mitzarfin. That's one kasha in Rav Asi. But this bright is mashma clearly that when they're both dead, there would be hilchus sirah. You could be mitzvah of the two. So our koponim, you have to say, at least like Rav, that our koponim leads to hilchus tuma. That if you touch a chatzik zayis of the dead cow and a chatzik zayis of the boss you took off from the camel, that koponim would be mitzvah for tuma at least. The mashmorim when they're alive, they're not mistarfen. But if they both be dead, then they both have tumah, then they would be mistarfen. So kopon was mashmorim, at least like Rav, not this sheep and Rabasti, the argues completely. So that's one question. For Yoid, secondly, Tani went to Sefer says like this. That Sefer over there says, Chatzi Zayis Poro, Bechayeho. You cut off a Chatzi Zayis from a live cow. The Chatzi Zayis Gomu Vimisosa. You cut off a Chatzi Zayis of a dead camel. It says clearly, Ein Mitzdarfen. It's not Mitzdarfen. And the Brisa says clearly, Avu Chatzi Zayis Mi Poro, Avu Chatzi Zayis Mi Gomu. You take a Chatzi Zayis from both of them. Bein Bechayeh, Bein Mimisosa Mitzdarfen. If they both be the same status, if they both be dead, or they both be alive, then the Yom Mitzdarfen. Samor says, according to Rabasi, then, the Hurakashi Reisha Seifa, the Steva to the Reisha to the Seifa. The Seifa is clearly Yom Mitzdarfen. And according to the Reisha, you want to say Rabasi, he holds no, they won't be Mitzdarfen when they meet Misa. They'll only be Mitzdarfen when they're Chayayim. But when they're Misa, they won't be Mitzdarfen. Here it's fulfilled in the Braisa that when are they not Mitzdarfen? Only when one's alive and one's dead. But if they're both alive or both dead, then the Yom Mitzdarfen. It says clearly, even though you have a behemoth, you have a dead cow and a dead camel here, we take a chatzi desires from both of them, you would have a tzirif. So our koponim, you have to say it's tumah, like Rav learns, that if you touch now these two chatzi desires together, you become tamei. Our koponim, it's a kasher and mavashi. So Mar says, elalab shmamin, we hear from this brisa clearly, that misa shneyim mitzdarfen, enachanami. That Misa Shneim is Mitzdarfen. That when you have the dead cow and the dead camel here, and if you have a Chatzi Gezayis from both of them, a Chatzi B'Chatzi together with the Gezayis, you are Chayiv. Good, according to Rav, you Chayiv only Mishum Tumma, and according to Levi, it's even Mitzdarfen for the Din Achila. But I call upon him with the Kashan Rabasi. So Gemara says, no. Omulach Rabasi, if I could answer you like this and say, Hai Tan is Savi Issa Chalalissa. Shot from this tanner is Vilchus Tumma, maybe he agrees to me. Since they have different dinim Tumma, they're not Mitzdarfen together. That what this drives is mashmur, they're both dead. They're Mitzdarfen, that means Al Isa Nevela. I, on a behemoth Tumeya, since it's Chal, first the behemoth Tumeya, where's the Isa on the Vela Chal? The Torah says, this price holds Isa Chal Al Isa. If you also miss the Chal Al Isa, then even on a behemoth Tumeya, even on a camel, when it's dead, there is an Isa Nevela. So it's good works, Mistarfen. If you have a Chatzi Gezayis from a dead cow, and a Chatzi Gezayis from a dead camel, you put the two together, you weigh the Gezayis of an Isa Nevela, therefore you'll be Chayiv. But then Echnami, Ravasi himself holds, though, that ain't Isa Chalalissa. Therefore will not be Mistarfen. And no Adin, Zilchus Tum also, he holds, it can't be Mistarfen too. It can't be Mistarfen, Din Tum of a Behemoth Torah.